The article that I'm reading to you now is contained in what is called Tribute to Our Common Future, published by the World Media Institute, Inc. This was a special issue that was issued in 1988 after a summer conference that was hosted by Domain Biodynamic Research Foundation, which was founded by Z. Charnot. And the tribute, this is a special edition on page 35. It is titled Non-Tillage Agriculture. The primary means of absorbing carbon dioxide emission from the burning of fossil fuel is plant life and microbial life. The plant life may be in the oceans, lakes, rivers, ponds, or swamps, or it may be in the forests, fields, meadows, deserts, or wilderness. Microbes may be situated in the deeper structures of the soil. However, those microbes at the surface of the soil release carbon dioxide. If carbon dioxide is not transported down to the microbes at the lower levels of the soil, because those lower level microbes have been killed by tillage, the carbon dioxide from the upper soil level is released into the atmosphere. There is now available protected and controlled environmental cropping to help plant life to survive and to serve this function of carbon dioxide cycling. There are bioreactors that can sustain and accelerate the functions of certain microbes, like anaerobes, which transform carbon dioxide. But the scale of use of these special environments is not yet very great. We must adopt non-tillage agriculture. We must stop cutting down the rainforests in order to plow using outdated, energy-intense, and energy-dependent forms of agriculture. Z. Charnot, Domain Biodynamic Research Foundation, Breslau, Ontario, Canada.